And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 8th of August, 2016. 1899, on this date, the first refrigerator was patented. Before that, people used ice boxes, little wooden box lined with tin, insulated with cork or sawdust. But Albert T. Marshall came along and got a patent from the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. And in 1918, the Frigidaire Company was founded to manufacture home refrigerators. The market grew in the 20s and 30s, and then by the end of World War II, no modern kitchen was without one. It's the birthday of the novelist Valerie Sayers, born in Beaufort, South Carolina in 1952, best known for her novel The Powers, about Joe DiMaggio as he sets out on his historic hitting streak in 1941. She grew up in South Carolina, but her father was a Yankees fan. Valerie Sayers' advice to young writers is, have some fun, what the hell. It's the birthday of Sarah Teasdale, 1884, St. Louis, Missouri. She moved to Chicago. She fell in with the Poetry Magazine crowd, Harriet Monroe and Vachel Lindsay, who was in love with her. She was famous for her simple love poems, but she didn't want to marry Vachel Lindsay. She married a businessman from St. Louis. They lived in New York City, unhappy marriage. She divorced him, lived alone for the rest of her life in an apartment just two blocks from the one where she'd lived on Central Park West. And it's the birthday of Marjorie Kinnon Rawlings, Washington, D.C., 1896, lived in Cross Creek, Florida, where she wrote her best-known book, The Yearling, which was the best-selling book of 1938, story of Jody Baxter, farm boy, and his adopted deer. Recognized now as a young adult novel, but popular at the time among a general audience. Here's a poem for today by Dana Gioia, Cruising with the Beach Boys. So strange to hear that song again tonight, traveling on business in a rented car, miles from anywhere I've been before. And now a tune I haven't heard for years, probably not since it last left the charts back in L.A., 1969. Can't believe I know the words by heart and can't think of a girl to blame them on. Every lovesick summer has its song, and this one I pretended to despise, but if I was alone when it came on, I turned it up full blast to sing along, a primal scream in croaky baritone, the notes all flat, the lyrics mostly slurred. No wonder I spent so much time alone making the rounds in Dad's old Thunderbird. Some nights I drove down to the beach to park and walk along the railings of the pier. The water down below was cold and dark, the waves monotonous against the shore. The darkness and the mist, the midnight sea, the flickering lights reflected from the city, a perfect setting for a boy like me, the Cecil B. DeMille of my self-pity. I thought by now I'd left those nights behind, lost like the girls that I could never get, gone with the years, junked with the old T-Bird. But one old song, a stretch of empty road, can open up a door and let them fall tumbling like boxes from a dusty shelf, tightening my throat for no reason at all, bringing on tears shed only for myself. Cruising with the Beach Boys, a poem by Dana Gioia from his 99 Poems, published by Grey Wolf Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.